This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are beginning their final and fast-paced day of the legislative session. There are dozens of bills awaiting votes, including a change to property taxes and several gun bills. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
After 4 months of work, legislators are in a race to midnight when the law requires them to adjourn.
I have this little app on my phone. It's counting down the days, the hours, the minutes, the seconds.
Republican Senator Janice Rich has been putting in long days, as have all her colleagues. The session seems to be wrapping up on a somewhat bipartisan note. Two of the last big things lawmakers have on their plates are bipartisan cuts to property and income taxes. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
We'll have more from the end of this legislative session all through the day. New immigrants in Colorado could soon have an easier time getting a driver's license, regardless of their legal status. A bill pending in the legislature would do away with requirements that people prove they've been in the state for at least 2 years before applying for a non-citizen driver's license, or that they provide a Social Security number or taxpayer ID. Engineers are preparing options to fix a bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir. It was closed a few weeks ago after inspectors found a crack in the bridge. In an update to residents of Gunnison Tuesday, transportation officials outlined some possible repairs that could take weeks or months, depending on how serious the damage is. The closure on U.S. Highway 50 cut off the main road between Gunnison and Montrose. Around Denver, mostly sunny, windy through the afternoon. In the mountains, it's snow today and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.